I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A warning. This series contains discussions of themes that might be distressing for some listeners. Kia ora, I'm Melanie Reid, Newsroom's Investigations Editor. Welcome to this special bonus episode of Peter Ellis, The Crash Case, and me, Peric Victory. It's now been a year since we launched our 8-part podcast series, and just over a year since the Supreme Court declared a miscarriage of justice and quashed Peter's convictions. We've really enjoyed all of your feedback and support for our show and wanted to give you a little bit of an update. In this bonus episode, we talk to some of the people who were involved in this case and ask, what has happened since the Supreme Court finding? Has our government issued an apology to Peter's family? What about compensation? And what about the four women crèche workers who were accused and whose lives were also turned upside down? You can also watch the video version of this story on newsroom.co.nz.
So you're telling me that you've had no apology?
Diddly squat. Nothing that even remotely looks like an apology.
I'm talking to Peter Ellis's sister, Tania, at her home in the small town of Leithfield, north of Christchurch.
So we get a decision, and then we close the book. Off you go and get on with your lives. Fine. Cool. I mean, what the actual? Seriously? There's no closure on that.
Kia ora, good evening. 30 years ago, it was a case that gripped the nation when Peter Ellis was found guilty of 16 charges of sexual abuse against children at the Christchurch Civic Crèche. Now the Supreme Court has quashed his convictions.
Peter Ellis died in 2019, 3 years before the Supreme Court delivered its findings.
This court has found that a substantial miscarriage of justice resulted from the...
So the majority of his adult life, he was a convicted child abuser.
It's a waste of his life. He was very talented. He was very talented and loving and fun and quirky and, yeah, he's just Peter.
Miss him.
I do miss him. I do miss him.
The release of this court's judgment marks the end of a long and painful journey through the courts.
How do you think he would have reacted to no apology?
Well, you know, he didn't. He took all of the arrows and he never threw them back.
He so didn't throw them back.
I'd fucking want to throw them back. And he'd hate to hear me swearing.
We're just going to briefly remind listeners now of how this high-profile case all began. The Christchurch Civic Crèche saga is one of the most controversial legal cases in New Zealand's history.
Back then, the early 90s, I was based in Christchurch reporting for TV3.
What was it like for you hearing his sentence this morning?
I prayed.
Peter, a childcare worker who happened to be gay, worked at the Civic Creche, a council-owned childcare centre. He and a group of female staff became victims of a phenomenon now known as satanic panic, in which claims of ritual abuse in childcare settings swept the globe, arriving on our shores in the early 90s. While his women co-workers were eventually discharged, Peter Ellis spent 7 years in prison, but continued to protest his innocence and took his case to every level of the country's justice system. This is from an interview I did with him in 1993.
I hope one day that they're actually going to be prepared to come along and say, "Hello, Peter, can you tell me, did we get it wrong?" And I'll tell them they got it wrong, because it didn't happen.
For 3 decades, he fought to clear his name. Then, in October 2022, the Ellis family finally received vindication of a sort when his convictions for child sex offences were quashed in the Supreme Court.
The appeal is allowed. The convictions of the appellant are quashed.
Peter's brother Mark and sister Tanya spoke to the media immediately after the verdict.
Wish my brother was here, because it was really what he deserved. Not for us to hear so much.
Being on the court steps at the Supreme Court was mammoth. It was groundbreaking, and it was, for New Zealand law, it was a huge event. And it was great for the people who were left in our family. But of course the two major players weren't, and that was Mum and that was Peter.
Leslie Ellis also died before the Supreme Court made its decision. She'd devoted much of her life to supporting her son, attending every day at his trials in Christchurch and helping negotiate the constant media attention.
It's finally come to an end, but it hasn't really come to an end. So, you know, as far as the Ellis family are concerned, the result that we got last year was epic, but nothing has been forthcoming from that.
30 years of hell?
Yeah.
Is that what it feels like? They went, "Hey, we got it wrong, sorry about that."
Yeah, almost, but there wasn't even the sorry.
Do you think that it's surprising that no one from the Crown or the government have apologised to Peter's family?
Well, let's say not just Peter's family, but let's look at all of those people that were affected by that, because it wasn't only Peter who was charged. The woman who were charged, and their lives were destroyed by being charged, by being paraded in front of the media, of which you were a member.
Yes. Rob Harrison led the case to the Supreme Court.
I was one of the good ones, though, as you know.
We'll talk about that later. But,
Rob Harrison was also Peter Ellis's original trial lawyer in 1993.
They were definitely paraded.
Yeah.
Day in, day out.
Yeah.
You would have seen some of the old footage that I've shown recently. You know, lines of cameras up ladders.
Yeah.
Those poor women.
Exactly. And their families.
So. It was outrageous.
Yeah.
You do look back and think, how the hell did all that happen?
Yes.
So let's go back once again to the early 90s, when the Creche case was in full swing. Just months after Peter faced 45 charges of indecencies against 20 children, 4 of his female co-workers at the Creche were also arrested in a coordinated police swoop.
I remember being taken away and locked in a cell with the other woman and being fingerprinted. A nightmare experience, having to be fingerprinted and photographed. I just couldn't believe what was happening to me.
Gay Davidson was the supervisor at the Civic Creche. Like Peter and the other women, her life was suddenly ripped apart.
We knew we were innocent, but that doesn't really help you. I got sent that bullet with my name on it. That was, you know, you just don't know what's coming next. You were scared of meeting people because how they would react to you, what they would say to you. I walked into a shop and was yelled at to get out at one stage, and then you had to report to the police twice a week, and it was just horrible. I mean, I can't really describe how bad it was.
Their lives were devastated. And the reality of the situation is, given the nature of the allegations against Peter, they were implicated. Peter's mother was implicated. All of these people were implicated in what those allegations were. And all of their lives were devastated.
And their children's lives, because most of the women had kids and husbands and families.
Exactly.
In an interview I did a couple of years ago with Gay Davidson, the crash supervisor, she said we will never ever be considered innocent until Peter's name's cleared. Well, now Peter's name is cleared.
Yeah.
Nothing.
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 Well, the answer to that may lie in the fact that they found that there was a miscarriage of justice for a number of reasons. They didn't find that Peter Ellis was innocent.
Do they ever find anyone innocent?
Well, in some instances, they say that, you know, there has been a miscarriage of justice because of this, this, and this. In Peter's case, there's been a miscarriage of justice because the trial procedure and processes that were in place were faulty, which is a fine legal distinction. Right, so the evidence, they agreed, was contaminated, but more significantly, the evidence put forward by Dr. Karen Zelis was highly prejudicial.
She was the lead psychiatrist.
Yes.
What you're saying is Peter's conviction was quashed. He wasn't found innocent or not guilty.
Right.
How could he be? And correct me if I'm wrong, but wouldn't there have to be a retrial? And of course there couldn't be a retrial because he had died.
Well, the other side to that is, say, for example, Peter was still alive at the time we got that decision. Then I think the Supreme Court would have had to have looked more closely at the issues of contamination and of the children's evidence and those contamination factors and a few other bits and pieces and said, well, there's no way that you can go to trial on this evidence. But they didn't have to make that decision.
Right.
Because he was dead and we couldn't have a retrial.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So what about the women? I asked Gay Davidson whether the Supreme Court finding helped her at all. When Peter's convictions were quashed, was that a great day for you?
Yes, it was. Tinged with a lot of sadness that he wasn't around to get it, to be there.
To witness it.
To witness it and be part of it all. So it was sort of like a sad time, really. But it meant a lot because it was the start of people believing in us, that he
didn't do it, even though he, you're right, he, it was squashed. But it was something, the courts were admitting that they got it wrong. And it was really good.
It was a miscarriage of justice.
Absolutely was a miscarriage of justice. The courts were admitting that. But then suddenly it's just all gone away. I mean, his family need to be compensated for all they went through. An apology is fine, but it doesn't address for the hardships that they went through either.
Can I tell you that they haven't received an apology?
Oh, I thought they had, sorry. Oh, my God, that's even worse. Oh, that's sad and disgusting. It's like they can just, we've done our bit, we can walk away again.
I interviewed you about 3 years ago, and one of the things that you said to me stuck with me, and that was, we don't feel, the women, creche workers, don't ever feel like our names will truly be cleared until Peter's name is cleared. Do you feel now like your name's been cleared?
No, not particularly. I always thought it feels better now that his name has been cleared with the quashing of his convictions. But it's like we've been forgotten. I still feel like we're in limbo, basically. We lost our careers. Our families went through hell with us, and so did our friends. And it's like they've just maybe like swept us away, like we didn't exist, because we've never been mentioned, and the damage it did to us.
Gay Davidson's colleague at the time, Marie Keyes, says it's taken decades to put the pieces of their lives back together.
We used some of our earthquake money that we got from the earthquakes to pay legal aid, but it was hard going from having an income to not having an income.
And trying to get another job.
Yes, I did. Cleaning, you know, just anything to bring in money.
But can you just explain to me about the legal aid? Because you had to pay a heck of a lot of money back for your legal fees.
Yes, and we were having, we had garage sales to raise money.
So you're telling me that you used some of the earthquake money?
Mm.
To pay back the fees that you still owed?
Yes, we were given money from, we were paid out from the earthquake, and we still had some money owing, so we paid.
Paid it off?
Mm.
So you were still paying off your debt for the creche case and your legal fees 20 years later?
Mm. Mm.
Oh
yes, but we got there.
Gay Davidson says the fallout from the Christchurch Civic Creche case has continued for decades.
I know there was a cave in my house which I had to pay back when I sold it to the legal aid.
So it cost you financially as well as
it cost
else.
Me financially. It took my career away from me. It took my confidence, but it did cost financially. It took me years to get a job that paid what I was being paid 15 years or 20 years prior as this creche supervisor.
Do you think you should be awarded compensation?
I think it should be acknowledged what they did to us. I think it should be, we should have an apology for what they put us through. And yes, compensation should be looked at, because we all were stopped dead in our tracks in careers we all loved. And I don't think any of us ever financially recovered from that. And it was because of the monumental muck-up that they did.
And so that was just the financial side of it,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Not the emotional stress.
No, well, that can never be measured, can it, how much everyone went through. And everyone went through it differently. And, so I don't know how you could ever compensate anyone for that emotional mess that they went through.
It's almost like a pyrrhic victory.
Yeah.
Because you don't, there's nothing of substance left. You have the stigma, if you like, removed. But for those people who have lived that for 30 years, that may come as a shallow victory. They have that feeling, great, you know, finally someone has looked at this and said, this was wrong. You finally win, but you look around you and there's nothing left.
Tania Ellis lives in the same area as Peter lived after he got out of prison in 2000. There's a seat dedicated to Peter at Leithfield Beach, not far from the fish and chip shop where he worked. Up the road, his ashes and those of his dog are buried along with their mother.
Florence May Poodle Ellis.
That's his dog.
That's his dog, yeah. We got special permission.
He loved animals so much, didn't he?
He did. He was never far from a menagerie, which was his house. So, this is quite a special place for me, obviously, and not too far from home, which means I can visit often, which I do, not for long, but I don't need to be here long to say what I need to say. So I just wanted to show you something, Melanie, that I've put on top of the gravestone. There's just a wee stone that Peter used to have at the Wesley Hospice, which was Hope. And I brought that down a wee while ago because I really hope that something happens with finalising where we are with this, because, like we said, the door hasn't quite closed properly. It's ajar and it needs to be firmly shut in the correct way.
Both Peter's family and the women creche workers I spoke with are hoping the Crown will come to the party and at the very least apologise for everything they and Peter went through as a result of the case. We will keep you updated with any developments. For more award-winning journalism that matters, head to newsroom.co.nz. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to subscribe. Please rate and review our series. It helps new listeners find us. Check out our social media pages. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook by searching Melanie Reed Investigates. You can also listen to our latest hit podcast, The Boy in the Water, by searching for it on Apple, Spotify, or your favourite platform. This episode is produced and presented by me, Melanie Reed. Edited by Paul Entercott. Original music by Age Prior. Also written and co-produced by Bonnie Sumner. This is a newsroom.co.nz production, funded through New Zealand On Air.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.